This is GQDN for the very sad day of Monday, September 11th, 2023. This is 9/11, and we do commemorate those for those that passed away over 20 years ago. But we do try to bring some joy and happiness because we do talk about some Microsoft stuff, a little bit of PlayStation, and a little bit of Nintendo stuff. So we begin today with GamesRadar.com, and they're saying that you don't need to upgrade your PC because upgrading it won't solve the problems that you might be having. So a Reddit user called PC Master Race did say, if you want to know a few reasons why Starfield is so unoptimized. So I'm going to quote him on his 3 points. So one, Starfield allocates its memory incorrectly where it doesn't align the CPU page size. If your GPU drivers are not robust against this, your game is going to crash at random times. Starfield abuses DX12 feature called Execute Indirect. One of the things that this wants is some hints from the game that the graphics driver knows what to expect. Since Starfield sends it in bogus hints, the graphics drivers get caught off on guard trying to process the data and end up making bubbles in the command queue. These bubbles mean the GPU has to stop what it's doing, double check the assumptions it made about the indirect execute, and start over again. Starfield manipulate or multiple executed indirect calls back instead of batching them, meaning the problems above is compounded multiple times. So the coding could cause some optimization issues for some of the PCs. And that would include the A770 owners who are indeed suffering in that. But on the Microsoft forums, does have some struggling reports for the PC Game Pass version, and that is Starfield to launch that uses RTX 3070 graphic cards and the Intel Core i7 11700K. So, was Todd Howard right, or was he wrong? Now, since we're talking about Xbox, GameSpot did say that Microsoft did announce that the credit cards for Xbox does include Game Pass with the first purchase. So Microsoft did announce basically a new product where the company will be releasing an Xbox branded credit card in partnership with Barclays. So the Xbox MasterCard has no annual fee to it and does have quite a few perks that would bring some gamers to it, and that would have like 5 card points on the purchase, 3 times points on Netflix and Disney Plus. Plus the card holders could get 5,000 card points worth about $50. Now the APR for this card is about 21%, 27%, and 32% based on the credit worthiness. So yeah, you can go check that out if you got an Xbox or if you use Xbox Game Pass. Now, a bit of a crossover, GameSpot also said that SpongeBob SquarePants, is coming to both Xbox and PlayStation 5. So THQ Nordic, them, did announce that SpongeBob SquarePants, the Cosmic Shake, will be going to Xbox Series X and S and PlayStation 5. My tongue doesn't work. On October 16th. So that will be all the platforms, including PC, PlayStation 4, Nintendo Switch, Xbox One. We'll get an update which will have new features to it, such as photo mode. Now, PlayStation 5 will have the DualSense controller features to it, along with the adaptive triggers and all that stuff. So indeed, there is that. Now, there are some other things that are coming to PlayStation Plus. It'll be coming very soon via Eurogamer.net, and PlayStation Plus Extra and the premium games will have Nier Replicant. I'm not going to get into the version, that's very long. Star Ocean The Divine Force, 13 Sentinels, Aegis Rim, and Sid Meier's Civilization VI, and Sniper Ghost Warrior Contracts 2, and Unpacking. So quite a few games are coming. So the Eurogamer reviewer, Melandy Etfield was talking about Near Replicant, and she said, quote, Near's best parts are hidden behind its different endings, for which you'll have to play the second part of the game several times. But the endings aren't that different from each other. And due to the nature of the rest of the game, I would blame anyone who gets tired before that. Now, one of the other Eurogamer's reviews said, quote, I never played anything quite like Unpacking. I've never come across such human storytelling in a game that's remarkably absent of them. What an achievement this is. So, there is indeed that. Keep in mind, the price increases are coming. Now, GameSpot also said that Spider-Man PlayStation 5 consoles are now sold out. But there are some alternatives. So, since you can't get the Spider-Man 2 PlayStation 5 cover right now, because that's an entirely a player wants, or what a player wants, because it just looks that good. They did say that you can get some other things, some other plates, if you want, like arachnoplates, which is at D-Brand. And the face plates cover is a vinyl skin that's available for about $15, and the red strip lights are available for $12. So there are some alternatives, but you can go check them out. Now, let's head to the esports corner for a little bit, because according to ESTNN, Team Vitality and Kix have a verbal agreement. So, now this is a part of the Valorant esports league, and what Team Vitality did do is reach a verbal agreement with Kimmy Kix Lesnar. So, what Orlando Gomez did say on X, sources Team Vitality have reached a verbal agreement with Kix. The young Estonian player will compete in VCT EMEA next year. Report in collaboration with that Limbo 006. And Kix did say on X, LFT, after the Latorious project fell apart, I am looking for a new home and open to tryouts, preferably Flex Flashes, also open to Sentinel. Likes and retweets are greatly appreciated. So, yep. And Kick did earn $3,113 in his winnings so far. And that was on April 30th, 2023. So, we'll see how he does. Now, we got the sales for the week for Nintendo. And, of course, Starfield. It had to be. But right behind it was Hogwarts Legacy, Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, and LEGO Star Wars The Skywalker Saga. Top 10 will fill out with Mortal Kombat 11 Ultimate, Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom, NBA 2K24, Grand Theft Auto 5, Fae Farm, and Minecraft. But we gotta get to a little bit of a movie thing. Because PC Gamer, or PC Games N, I'm sorry, did say that Cyberpunk 2077 might have a bit of a fan-made movie to it. So, what's gonna happen here? Well, the game is gonna get a machinima movie, and PC Games did say that it looks really good. Now, when it comes to Phantom Liberty release, you'll get the Night City, or you get your last glimpse of the Night City before the RPG game will be remade. But Machinima did some work from Jack Hunt, who did release a trailer for Cyberpunk 2077. And that will be releasing on a Sunday, September 17th. So this Sunday. So they're saying that the movie does look good. So we'll see how it all plays out. Now we go to the last story, which is, oh, Star Wars BD1, GameSpot, you had to do this, didn't ya? Because LEGO says build away. Because the LEGO Star Wars BD1 model is on sale. It does have about 1,062 pieces, and while it's worth $100, it's now down to $80. And you can see that on Amazon. But that's not the only thing. You have the Hoth AT-ST Walker, $40. The AT-AT Walker, $160. Boba Fett Starship at $29, almost half off. The 501st Clone Troopers Battle Pack, $16. The TIE Bombers, $52. And Dagobah Jedi Training Diorama is at $72. Not quite half off, but pretty close. We'll say up to 42% off, roughly. We know we're not on sale. We love and respect all of you. This 9/11. Granted, the show is brought to you by Audible and by Patreon and by stackup.org. Go thank a first responder, please.